This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Good morning, everybody. Leo Honeycutt in for Jim Brown and me. He's taking the day off today, but we're having a pretty good time here across the country today. Nice weather coast to coast, it looks like, except for you folks up in New England. Sorry about that again. Maybe winter will finally release its grip on you. We certainly hope it does. Down here we've got high pressure. Which really makes for a very, very good weekend. Sunny skies, blue skies, and I hope everything is good for all of our folks up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Reaching out to Fairbanks today. Hope that y'all aren't chipping away too much of the ice there and that you see the sun as well. Of course, their nights up there are somewhat shorter in the wintertime, about 6 months short. But it is interesting when you're up there in Alaska and you're so near the Arctic Circle, how quickly the day passes. You know, it is really something else. And I think I really ask everybody, if you get a chance, you should go up there, especially as far north as Fairbanks, because you do have a shot at seeing the northern lights. Beautiful, beautiful, especially in the fall, in the winter. But I'm afraid in the Gulf South, which is where we're broadcasting from today, it is much, much more perfect as far as the weather goes. We're expecting highs today in the mid 70s, and it's looking fantastic for the rest of the week. Nice, clear. We did have some storms, of course, as everybody heard about in the national news over the last week, but it seems like those are coming back with regular occurrence now. Kind of wonder about those changing weather patterns out there, but we do hope that you make the most out of the rest of this Palm Sunday. And of course, it is the Palm Sunday. A lot of things actually happened on this day. Of course, this is when, in the Christian world, Christ returned to Jerusalem and came in riding on a donkey, and people put palm branches down on the path, and that's why it's called Palm Sunday. Other things happen on this date as well. In fact, in America, on April 9, 1865, was the day that Robert E. Lee surrendered and ended the Civil War. Surrendered 26,000 troops along with him, and he surrendered to Appomattox Courthouse in front of U.S. General Ulysses S. Grant. Ulysses Grant, a person who had all kinds of trouble before the Civil War, but he really made a name for himself then. He went to West Point, and when he got out, he was appointed to a commission that was in the far western theater, at that time the West being Illinois, and just really couldn't make it. And so he went to work with his father-in-law in Galena, and couldn't make that either. His father-in-law finally eventually had to kick him out and said, you know, you're going to bankrupt me, kid. So he goes back into the militia when the Civil War breaks out and leads a group. Now, this is after the war has started. He rose up to brigadier general within 2 years. Mainly because Abraham Lincoln just needed the help. In fact, he said, I need somebody who can fight. George McClellan was his lead guy out of Washington, and McClellan wouldn't do anything. So it's interesting that it was a hook and crook thing that Ulysses Grant finally got to the point to where he was general and wound up running the forces, and he would be the one who would wind up accepting the surrender from Robert E. Lee. Now, what makes that poignant is one of his administrators, one of his teachers at West Point, had been Robert E. Lee. So after they signed this agreement, and you've got 26,000 Confederate soldiers out there laying down their arms, Robert E. Lee, of course, is not really happy about the situation, and he is dressed up, though, in his full uniform. Oppositely, Ulysses Grant had not dressed up. He was somewhat disheveled. But Robert E. Lee is sitting there, and Ulysses Grant says to him, General, do you remember me? I was one of your pupils at West Point. And Robert E. Lee looked at him and said, No, I don't. So they still parted, obviously, friends, as much as you could be a friend at that point. And Robert E. Lee went out and reviewed the troops one more time. And it was done in such an honorable fashion on both sides that the Union and the Confederate soldiers got together. And they said, you know, this is the end, and we've all shared this one common experience, and over 600,000 people are dead as a result of it. So we understand what you're going through, and we want you to go ahead and take whatever you need to go back and start over again with your farms. So they allowed them to take their arms and their horses back. The point for the story is that they had pulled together. Now, this was on Sunday, April 9th. That was 1865. That was exactly 152 years ago. And they had come together, both sides had come together in peace and created the final peace that held the United States together. 5 days later, after many celebrations in the North, the war was over, the Union was held together and victorious. 5 days later, Abraham Lincoln decides to reward himself, and he and Mary Todd Lincoln decide to take in a play. And, of course, for anybody who is any modicum of American history, you know what happens. So they're halfway through My American Cousin, and it's an intermission. And I actually read an interview with Mary Todd Lincoln who said, what we had discussed that night at Ford's Theater was I had asked the president what he wanted to do after his second term. And he said, I want to go to the Holy Land, and I want to visit Jerusalem. And within about 3 minutes of that, John Wilkes Booth had come into their box, placed a derringer behind the president's head, and pulled the trigger. And, of course, the rest is history. John Wilkes Booth jumps to the stage, breaks his leg, yells out, Sic Semper Tyrannis, death to tyrants, storms off. It takes them almost 11 days to find him, but eventually they do, and he is killed. As a result of that, there were 11 people who were hanged in Washington for conspiring to kill the president. Now, one of the interesting parts of this, too, is that Robert Surratt, his mother owned a tavern there where they cooked all this up. So she gets hanged. Robert Surratt doesn't want anything to do with it because all they had wanted to do originally was just simply kidnap the president, hold him for hostage to end the war. Robert Surratt is not anywhere around. He's up toward Canada. He hears about the assassination and escapes. And the federal government chases him all over Europe for the better part of a year and a half. They finally capture him in Egypt. They bring him back to hold to stand trial, and the court has to agree he really didn't have anything to do with the conspiracy, and he certainly didn't have anything to do with the assassination. So he's acquitted. Surratt becomes a curator at a museum about presidents in Washington, D.C. One of the interesting things is that while he was in Europe, he was a guard at the Vatican, and somebody from Washington went on a tour of the Vatican. This was in 1866, toward the end of 66. He recognizes him, turns him in, and the chase starts all over again, and then, of course, they eventually catch him in Egypt, bring him back. And what do you know? He gets vindicated. Anyway, it's a shame that on April the 9th, 1865, two sides came together. 5 days later, President Lincoln was assassinated. Bullets and war are not the way to go. Especially if anybody has learned that lesson, it should be the United States on Palm Sunday, which was all about peace, love, and forgiveness. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about politics. Will we ever stop being so polarized? That's going to be up next with one of our favorite guests. Then later on, we're talking with Earl Casey from CNN once again about What does this mean for media and for the rest of us? Stay tuned in to Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I want to come back with you now at 20 minutes after the hour. I hope your Sunday, Palm Sunday, is looking good. We have the news in. You probably have already heard it in the news, but in Cairo, two explosions at Coptic churches in Egypt on this Palm Sunday during celebrations have left 36 people dead in Cairo, Egypt, have injured dozens of others as worshipers were there. to celebrate Palm Sunday. This is in Egypt, and ISIS, of course, is claiming responsibility. So, as we were just talking about earlier, love's supposed to win out. Unfortunately, there's a lot of hate that gets by, too. So that is the way this Palm Sunday is shaping up worldwide. And, of course, you'll be hearing much more about that this afternoon. I'm looking at pictures right now from the New York Times, and it's not a very pretty sight. Are we going to ever get our act together? Some would say no. Some would say yes. Joining us on the phone right now is an old friend of mine, a political reporter who has seen more than his fair share of things down through the years. He was actually back in the 50s, 50s and 60s, a undercover agent for our intelligence division before he got into the world of media, and then eventually went to work for a little while with Otto Preminger, the legendary director. Gus Weil, good morning to you.
Leo.
How are you?
I'm fine, Leo. As fine as an 84-year-old man can be, but I'm fine.
Well, you're still pretty spirited when it comes to talking about things American and things political. I noticed that this last week there was a lot of rancor in the U.S. Senate over the nomination and the eventual confirmation of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. And then he takes office tomorrow. He's going to be sworn in tomorrow, 49 years old, so his chances of being on the Supreme Court are quite lengthy. But I think it was it's a shame that we continue to discuss so much polarization within this country, and there seems to be nobody more polarized than the Senate and the House. Our own governing bodies are polarized over almost every issue, to the point to where they change the rules to make it a simple majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice. So is there ever, do you think, going to be an end to this polarization?
Well, let me say something that will shock you. I'm not sure that polarization isn't very healthy for a nation. For example, Russia, China, they're not polarized, are they? They are under dictatorships.
Right.
We have free choice, and that's going to always make for polarization. Man is that kind of an animal. The ins want out, the out want ins, the poor want money, the money, people want more. So polarization may just be one of the minor afflictions that beset a democracy. But it's working so far. We've still got the greatest country in the world.
Well, that's true, and we have survived it for about 250 years now. So, and of course, the country started with polarization. I mean, the whole reason the country started was to get away from the monarchies of Europe, in which it was so polarized that you didn't dare say anything against the king or the queen. So, there is that, and down through the years, I don't suppose there was any more polarization than 1860 when Abraham Lincoln was elected, and then we wound up going to war. Because there was so much polarization. In fact, the North and the South split up. And it is interesting that today is the about the 165th anniversary, 62nd anniversary of the surrender at Appomattox. So here we are in the year 2017, and the Senate rules changing troubled me a little bit because it seems like that it seems like we're getting a little bit farther away from what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights actually called for.
Well, it wasn't a good thing in one respect. That judge, there was a candidate put forth by the President of the United States then, Barack Obama, and for 10 months, the Republicans refused to even meet with that candidate. They even turned him away from their offices. They held no hearings on him. So for 10 months, that seat laid open on the court. The Republicans are the majority, and they have a candidate, and they put him in the chair. That's not so bad, but a little later on, as some of the older justices retire or pass away, then we're going to see some wholesale problems. As some of the main legislation by which we live is going to be in serious jeopardy. Among these, Roe v. Wade. I'm not sure a Republican-dominated Supreme Court is going to tolerate that. Then we would have an upheaval of catastrophic proportions.
Well, we foresee there's going to be some trouble for the Trump administration on this. There's already gauntlets being thrown down on both sides about not cooperating at all on the Democratic side because you do have the Republican majority. But I'm just wondering, how much longer can this go? I mean, this country is in some serious financial trouble just to begin with a $20 trillion debt. I don't understand how we can't seem to find some common ground to come together on.
Well, we can't find a common ground because sometimes people are not seeking a common ground. They're seeking more money, or they're seeking to get out of debt. For example, I think that the entire Trump-Russian issue now is probably, when it's all said and done, going to be based on money. Remember that old cliche, follow the money? I think that's probably where it's going to end up. Let me tell you some questions that I would ask if I was in a position to. Now, you understand I have no knowledge of anything any more than any other citizen, but because I'm retired, I do a lot of thinking. Here's some of my questions. When the Russian ambassador and the banker from Russia visited Trump Tower during the transition, here's a question that no one has asked. They were in Trump's building. Did Trump participate in any of those meetings? I don't think I've heard anybody ask that. It was alleged that the Russian ambassador and the banker met with Trump's son-in-law. But I haven't heard anybody ask. As long as they were in his building, did they in fact meet with him prior to him taking office?
You know, and I'm still convinced. I'm convinced that most people really don't even understand what that connection is, and there's so much going on. I mean, who can? Who's really got time to try to sort it out? I want to get you back at some point, Gus. It's good talking to you today, and we'll try to pick this back up a little bit later. But I do appreciate you spending some time with us today.
And it's a pleasure to be with you and all of your guests. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Gus Weil, a political reporter mostly in the Gulf South who has been around ever since the Johnson administration. More right after this.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Leo Honeycutt here for Jim Brown. Looks like the common sense has just sort of left the world for again. This news coming in out of Cairo, looking at the New York Times article right now. A blast has ripped through St. George's Church in the northern province of Tanta, about 50 miles north of Cairo. During Mass this morning, death tolls at 27. Hours later, a suicide bomber set off an explosion outside the main church in Alexandria, St. Mark's Cathedral, killing at least 13, including three police officers, injuring 21 others. And, of course, ISIS has claimed responsibility. Just seems to escalate, just seems to get a little worse. And, of course, ISIS did target the fact that it is Palm Sunday in the Christian world. So we have on the line with us right now Earl Casey. And I don't really mention all this news as a preamble to him. Earl, of course, has been covering, well, he's a lifelong journalist. Has been covering these events now for about the last 40 years or so, helped build CNN with Ted Turner, and is now retired. And so, therefore, he can have an opinion. So, Earl, good to hear you.
Hey, Leo. Good morning. My opinion is it's a beautiful day here, and great morning for the victims of the people in Egypt.
Right. Well, it's just these events just continue to happen, and I guess we're just trying to make sense out of all of it, but do you think any sense can be made out of it, especially when you're talking about religion, which is allegedly based on peace, love, and hope?
Well, I think history will teach us that a lot of the greatest atrocities on the earth have been accomplished by people who thought they were acting on behalf of their faith and may not have had it quite right.
Right, right. And, of course, I know that you're about to go into a Palm Sunday service there in Atlanta. Let's talk a little bit about some of the polarization that continues to happen in this country. Neil Gorsuch, I was just talking to Gus Weil a few minutes ago about how he was nominated and confirmed, and the Senate majority, the Republicans, had to pull what they call the nuclear bomb or whatever they want to call it, but they had to go nuclear as far as going away from the Senate rules of years past, decades past, 100-something years past, and confirm him with a simple majority to override the Democrats. So, you know, now we have a Supreme Court justice, 49 years old, who's going on the Supreme Court tomorrow, and he was put there by different means. And I'm just, you know, there's already some retaliation talk that's going on the other side saying we're not going to help the Trump administration at all as a result of this. So is this ever going to stop?
Well, it seems to carry into lots of extra verses, doesn't it? Like a song that will never end. The attempt to be bipartisan, collegial, and get on with the nation's business. I suppose having a vacancy on the Supreme Court, somebody had to reason, well, we can't keep going on like this for very long because we might lose one or two more in the next few years, and then we're going to have a very small Supreme Court. And I think what has happened here is that the intransigence of the contrasting points of view in the country have resulted in a change which has been, you know, a couple of hundred years in the making. I was looking up the history of the filibuster and history of the Senate rules, and it's kind of interesting. At some point, maybe it'll help if we mention that to folks, just to remind them of how we got here and what this might mean. I think this, what it might mean, is probably something we might want to focus on.
Well, and what might it mean, then? Let's just go there.
Well, as I appreciate the way that the Senate has set up its rules and modified them multiple times over the years, is that they wanted to have more than a simple majority on certain key critical issues. The Senate views itself as the slower acting or slower reacting deliberative body, and that they will sometimes take a legislation coming out of the House that they might consider ill-considered or might want to slow down and not rush to judgment. And that's why they have this supermajority, this 60% requirement to cut off debate. The Senate's a gentleman's club, or gentlewoman's club as well, where the theory is that any senator can talk as long as they want to on any given subject. But after folks get tired of hearing that, that they would vote, if they got 60 votes together, say, okay, that's enough. I think we better get on business, and let's stop that, and let's see what the Senate itself wants. And the Supreme Court nominations are one of those. I mean, the theory is here, when you're confirming somebody who will be a representative of the third branch of government, an independent branch, you want to have some degree of consensus. So I think the highlight is the Supreme Court, but there are lots of other issues where you want more of a consensus rather than a 51-vote majority. And the Senate may have lost that, and that might have an impact on the speed with which things happen and the partisan intransigence on both sides.
Well, it does seem like that, and I did hear this discussion a couple of times, that the Republicans are only saying, we're just giving you back what you gave us a few years ago under President Barack Obama, in which they were confirming another appointee, but it was to a lesser court, and they pulled the nuclear option, as they call it, by not suspending the rules, but just changing the rules to a simple majority. So now they said, okay, now for the Supreme Court itself, we're going to do the same thing. Now, the problem with that is that while it may be conducive to a rapid choice where you're not sitting there for 10 months trying to appoint somebody to a court that needs to be hearing legislation, hearing cases, that kind of thing, the bad part about that is that it just further drives a wedge between Democrats and Republicans. And I'm just wondering what's the next 3.5 years going to be like under the Trump administration?
Let's guess that sometime in the Trump administration, somebody else leaves in court for health reasons, retirement or age or whatever. With a simple majority, as long as the Senate remains in the hands of the Republicans, it's just a simple majority vote will confirm any Supreme Court justice. So a Trump administration may be appointing this one, Judge Gorsuch, who will tomorrow become Justice Gorsuch with the oath of office, but possibly one or two others. Well, that's a fairly significant situation where the majority, the Republicans or the Democrats, although the Democrats would have a difficult time turning around the majority in the Senate. Gets to be a little inside baseball, doesn't it, Leo? But it affects our lives and it's our country.
Yeah, and of course we feel pretty much helpless as voters out here to try to affect any kind of change. I don't care who you vote for, they seem to go to Capitol Hill and they lose their minds and get caught up in the meat grinder and all get chewed up together. I know that one of the last interviews I did with U.S. Senator, a long, long time U.S. Senator Russell Long, Huey Long's son, and this was after he had retired after 86. We did this interview in the early 90s, and he said he was really afraid for our country because the cost of campaigns had gotten so high that he felt like that that unless people running for office were millionaires, they were going to be beholden to whoever put up the most money for them to win the office. And so he said there's going to be a further splitting between Republicans and Democrats based just almost strictly on money.
Hey, you're right. You're right. Well, let's pick up more of that in a minute, huh?
Yes, we will. And I hope we can get a better cell signal there in Atlanta. It's not breaking up that bad, but it is starting to. Yes, we're going to continue the discussion and also talk about this latest airstrike, too, over in Syria. Yesterday, once again, we did bomb the Syrian airfield one more time. And now that promises to drive a wedge between the United States and Russia. So is that something we should be concerned about? We'll be talking more on the Common Sense Show, as well as have a report from Europe coming up in about 30 minutes. So stick around, get another cup of coffee and more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Bill Honeycutt back. The latest out of Cairo, according to the New York Times, is there are 40 people dead now as a result of the two explosions at churches there north of Cairo in Egypt. ISIS, of course, is claiming responsibility, and they've issued a statement, which I'm not going to read. But it is interesting that this happens now a week before Easter. And a visit from the Pope, which is supposed to happen later on in the month. So there were 40 people so far. The death toll is 40 people are dead and dozens injured at St. George's Church as they were conducting Palm Sunday services, and then also at St. Mark's Cathedral as well. So we're still keeping up with this, and of course you'll be hearing more of it on the news, I'm sure. This also follows the day after the second bombing of Syria, the Syrian airport there, after Assad has been accused of poisoning 85 people in Tuesday's chemical attack. So the wars continue to escalate here, and Russia has come out and said they're no longer going to cooperate with the United States as a result of our bombing and retaliation over in Syria, and that the airspace now is every man for himself over Syria. So, Earl, we were talking about this just shortly before we took the break. How do you think this is going to shake out? Do we really need the Russians in a case like this?
Well, the Russians are there. So the real problem there is the collision with another armed, highly technological power in the area. It complicates matters. But was it the right decision? I don't think you're going to find too many hands raised to say that you would let a chemical weapons attack go unanswered. It's got to be addressed somewhere outside the halls of the UN and on the airways of American cable television. So I think if you took an instant poll this weekend, the heck with polls, but I think if you took one, I think you'd find a resounding answer on that.
Well, that's true, but it just seems like there would have been more cooperation as it had been prior to that with the Russians. It seems like, why wouldn't the Russians have been on board with something like this? I mean, obviously, sarin gas has been banned for decades, not just years, but chemical warfare has been ruled out of bounds by every court in the entire world. So I guess I'm just kind of surprised that Putin wouldn't have at least said, you know, yeah, we've got to stop Assad.
Well, for myself, one thing, actually, was guarantor that Syria would dispose of all of its chemical weapons inventory as a 2 or 3 year old agreement. And international arms inspectors were brought in to receive, destroy, and control all of the chemical weapons. Apparently, some of it made through. I had seen an estimate in one publication that maybe they had 95% of it or something like that had been contained, accounted for. But if that leaves 5%, and some of that 5% landed on children in some small village in northern Syria, that's a real problem. The Russians have some ownership of this. They were supposed to be the ones that were controlling Syria's behavior. You can finger point and say, oh, somebody else did it, or the rebels did it, or something else. Nobody's going to buy that. Nobody is going to buy that.
Well, you see, and that's right, because I saw what the ambassador said at the UN, and he said the Assad regime says they did not have the chemical weapons. So how do we know this was not, in fact, done by ISIS-led rebels who would then know that they would be blaming the Assad regime and then sucker punch the U.S. into getting into a war with Russia?
Yeah, that's a realm of possibility, should not be discounted. And I, as a former active journalist, will say that I, just as a citizen of the United States, don't believe that.
Okay. All right. So you really do think that Assad did this and that
somebody, I think somebody that wanted to cause mischief did it. They didn't do it because they ran out of bombs. Syria has not run out of conventional munitions and other lethal ways to kill not only combatants but innocent men and women. You know, I just somebody's pulled out an old shell and said, yeah, that wasn't an oop, Leo. Somebody put that on an aircraft or in some fashion detonated that. There was evil alert in the region, and it exacted what evil does.
Okay, and this is exactly what, as Americans, we're all kind of concerned about, in that we don't want to be drawn into yet another Middle Eastern war of some kind, and especially one that could have Russia on the other side. Now, they're saying they're not going to cooperate, which means what that means is what you just said a few minutes ago. That means that, yes, two planes could collide, or an American plane could shoot a Russian plane down, or vice versa, and now we've got war.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. I mean, there have been scraps with Israel, with Turkey, with Russia. Everybody's, you know, done something to offend the other one. So far, the United States Armed Forces haven't, at least not to our knowledge, taken any lethal damage from any of the other combatants. But, Leo, I believe this is about correct. 40% of the world's arms sales are in the Middle East region. It's a huge arms market. Nations, corporations, and others just pouring the latest weaponry in there. It's a proving ground for what works and what defensive measures work. It's a very lethal region right now. I don't think any of us need to dwell on that. And the United States is still stung by what happened with the 2003 Iraq War. President Trump has recently, 2 years ago, expressed reluctance to back in Syria. But as commander-in-chief, I'm sure he asked for all options. He felt like this was the most effective option to shape a message not only to Russia, but to Syria, but maybe even around the world in North Korea, saying that the United States can't stand by when weapons of mass destruction are at play and flying through the air.
Yeah, well, that's, and of course, North Korea is led by a nut, and he's already said as of yesterday that this justifies them with their nuclear program. the fact that America bombed the Russian airbase, I mean the Syrian airbase. But to go back to something that you just said, here we are 60 years later, after 70 years later, after Dwight Eisenhower, who in his second term said, he coined that phrase, the military-industrial complex, because even though he had made his career in the military, he was afraid that there were going to be more defense contractors around the world looking to stir up trouble so that they would have jobs to do, so that they could put out material. And if 40% is going to the Middle East, then we have this problem worse now than ever.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, the United States, according to one study, sells about 56% of the arms that are sold every year. $210 billion worth of armaments, both for our own military and other nations' military. But they're not alone. You know, the Russians and the Brits, lots of people out there trying to defend spheres of influence, and there are lots of technology and other companies that are asked to assist in that regard, and they do. It's not a new situation. It is just a situation that is just at one of the high levels of danger.
Right. And I also noticed that on Friday, Israel ordered $2 billion worth of fighter jets from India.
Oh.
I didn't even know that India produced fighter jets.
Yeah, well, apparently they do. Well, Israel and the United States just signed a 10-year deal where the United States would give Israel $3.8 billion a year in arms aid, and used to be that the rule was if you're going to spend $3.8 billion worth of U.S. money on military aid, you spent that on U.S. military manufacture. It was sort of a tacit quid pro quo. I wonder if that still holds up or whether Israel's doing that as well as buying aircraft from India.
Well, who knows? Who knows? But I would say that tacit approval is probably gone by the wayside if they're buying that kind of armament from India. And I'm still questioning whether or not India can produce that kind of armament. But if they can, then there's a lot more we have yet to learn about how armed up the rest of this world is. Okay, Earl Casey, thank you very much for joining us today. I'll let you get back in there into the church and celebrate on Palm Sunday. Tell the family hi for us. And again, I appreciate your time.
It's an honor, Leo. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to have more for you, including a report from Europe, in our next hour. Be sure and stay with us on the Common Sense Radio Show, leohoneycutt.net. If you'd like to email us, leohoneycutt.net. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.